It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
I hope you're having a good day. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, also known as Doc Smo. Thank you for joining me today for another installment of DocSmo.com, the pediatric blog where we talk about everything kid, from the diapers to the diploma, from the bassinet to the boardroom, from the swaddle to the soiree. We talk about it here with the help of one of my superb interns, Angela Solis. Today we're going to continue with my book review series. A friend of mine from college recently sent me a book he thought might interest me. Well, he knows me well. I was immediately intrigued by the title, How Children Succeed, by an author named Paul Tough, who's a journalist with expertise in education and poverty. Well, after reading the first chapter where he introduced me to the recent research about how crucial early brain development is in children under 2 years of age is, I decided that the parents who follow the DocSmo.com blog should hear about this research. The author introduced me to the concept of the ACE score. ACE stands for Adverse Childhood Events Score, which is a way psychologists measure the amount of stress, both physical and psychological, that a child endures in their early childhood. Mr. Tough admits that measuring a child's ACE score is not easily done, but it does seem to measure something important. And according to Mr. Tough, many experts believe that the higher the ACE score a child has in the first 3 years of life, the poorer his or her educational outcome is likely to be. He claims further that research supports the concept that this stress, what they call toxic stress, bad stress, a child experiences changes the way these children react to the world for the rest of their lives. It's biologic. It's put in them. It's in their brains. It changes the way they react to the world. Whoa, that's frightening. Experts believe that a high ACE score tends to create children with short attention spans, less curiosity, and less confidence to explore their world. This is fascinating stuff to me. These observations seem to explain a lot of what we see in children. To me, it appears that factors outside the classroom seem to determine their success or failure in school far more than the quality of the teaching that they experience. Unfortunately, after this initial enlightening chapter, I did not find the other information and commentary as interesting. The rest of this long book explores, in great detail, I might add, the following themes: how character traits such as determination, grit, and self-regulation and curiosity affect success, how different school systems have tried to implement character education programs, what mental strategies successful students have learned to implement when faced with trials, what programs are in place currently trying to help disadvantaged children, and finally, what further paths educational reform can take. Well, as you can see from the extensive list of topics covered in this book, my hope of finding a great parenting book capable of giving parents insight into factors that might point their children in the direction of success just did not materialize. Based on the jacket summary, this seems like a revolutionary book that holds the key to make your own child successful beyond the academic skills emphasized in a traditional classroom. But don't be fooled. This is not a parenting book with solutions of how to instill character traits in your child or how to mitigate the long-term effects of painful emotional situations. This is investigative journalism in which Mr. Tough immersed himself into various educational cultures from the south side of Chicago to the elite Riverdale neighborhood in the Bronx. He scoured scholarly journals, interviewed experts in the field of education, neuroscience, and child psychology. There is no doubt that this book is thoroughly researched and well-written, for he's able to keep a narrative tone throughout the book while stringing together study after study after study to validate his points. This book, therefore, is aimed at individuals specifically interested in educational policy or political science majors destined to annotate it for a class in the hopes of one day emerging from Washington, D.C. as the next Michelle Rhee. If you have the time, the book certainly opens your eyes to the current educational policy trends. But be prepared for what begins as an informative piece on the influence of character strengths on children's success to turn suddenly to political within two chapters. We think this is a very informative book for educators, policy wonks, school administrators, psychologists, and anyone interested in social policy, but probably not for parents looking for useful parenting information. So we therefore, my intern and I, we're giving this 2.5 out of 5 possible DocSmo stars. Well, again, I would like to thank my more than capable intern, Angela Solis, who helped in the writing of this PEDcast book review. Both she and I would love to hear your comments at, you know, www.docsmo.com or on Facebook or on iTunes, reviews on iTunes. We love them. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping your children have an overwhelming need to go ahead and succeed. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.